Ariel Castro, the man convicted of holding three women captive in his Cleveland house over a decade, has been sentenced to life without parole plus 1,000 years. Judge Michael Russo says Castro robbed his three victims of a normal life.
More than 10 years you have preyed upon three young women. You subjected them to harsh and violent conduct. You felt you were dominating them, but you were incorrect. You could not take away their dignity. There's no place in this city. There's no place in this country. Indeed, there's no place in this world for those who enslave others, those who sexually assault others, or those who brutalize others.
Castro pleaded guilty last week to 937 counts related to the abduction and imprisonment of three women in his home for nearly a decade. The life sentence was imposed on aggravated murder for a forced miscarriage by one of the victims. In sometimes rambling comments, Castro denied the murder charge he had already pled guilty to and downplayed the severity of his actions.
Most of the sex that went on in the house, and probably all of it, was consensual. These allegations about being forceful on them, that is totally wrong. I am not a violent person. I know what I did is wrong, but I'm not a violent person.
Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty says the life sentence handed down against Castro made it a great day. McGinty praised Cleveland police and the FBI for their work on the case, and he expressed his admiration for the women that Castro held captive.
We should all be, and we all are, proud of Michelle, Amanda, and Gina. They are our heroes. They are the survivors.
Michelle Knight addressed Castro for the first time in court. She told him that while her hell was now over, his was just beginning. And she said that she would no longer allow him to affect or define her. Representatives for the two other women delivered similar statements on their behalf.